Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Yeah, it's you we want to hear from, so don't disappoint us. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So we are dishing a listing from Marge from Elyria, Ohio. She's known as I-SellYouBuy on eBay, and we're dishing listing number 3317-8266-6698. So, Griff, here's one I wanted to mention to you.
Yes.
Down in the description, protect and personalize, I had to think twice about this because what she said in this was protect and personalize your Apple iPhone 6, 6S, 4.7 with these Rocker Cool Case Skins and Rocker Snap-on Hybrid Protector Cases.
Yeah.
I had to, and then when she said bundle down at the bottom, I was confused and had to go up and read this again because it looked like to me, she should have been talking about one thing.
Right.
Instead of these Cool Case Rocker Hybrids, with these, you know, and Rocker Snap-on Hybrid Protector Cases.
Yeah, it should just be the one.
It should be just the one item that she's selling.
Right.
There would have been a little easier to understand. But other than that, Griff, this seller is putting out beautiful listings.
Yeah, this is something, this is a great example of somebody who's on the right track. Hey, they've sold 10 of these. So.
Right, and also they have a feedback score of 14,000. 556 with 100% positive feedback. They have, of course, a shooting star. So what do you think? Top rated plus on this particular item?
9.5.
Absolutely.
4.95.
Yeah. Almost a 5.
Yeah.
Marge, we want to thank you very much for giving us the privilege of being able to dish your listing today. We do appreciate that.
We do.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30 if you'd like to call in and talk to us. 888-723-4630. And our wonderful Euler man, for those of you who were not listening on Tuesday, Griff, you want to tell him?
He got a 5.
Yay!
So we've taken him all the way from, what was his first score? It was pretty low.
It was pretty low.
All the way to a 5. So, and he says his sales are going up.
He sold 11 things in like a week or something, and he was so excited about it.
Hey, and that's not bad.
But he's not on the phone with us, but he has given us an item number that he likes would like us to look at.
All right.
So this is from Ron in Birmingham, Alabama, known as Euler Man 21 on eBay. Mm-hmm. And the item number is 1-821-7226. 3488. Again, that number is 1-821-7226-3488.
Oh.
Hmm.
I know. They're sanding discs.
Yes.
Very unlike what he normally sells.
Right. Unknown. What does that mean? The first word in his...
It's not branded.
Oh.
So I would have said, instead of saying unknown, I would have said unbranded.
As the first word?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I had to take a drink there over the air, which is a no-no. But
if you wanted to, I mean, if you want to point it out as the fact that these aren't like 3M or something, then you should, and you don't want to say unknown. It's like, it's better to say unbranded because unknown is like, these sanding discs, no one knows them. They're like anonymous.
Now, read the entire title because there's something in it that is.
So I'm curious as to why this is in here, right? Winning bid. It says unknown 10, 5-inch, no hole, adhesive back sanding disc. So far, so good. Winning bidder must donate. Why would you put that in the title? You've got. So the way that charity auctions work is that the winning bidder isn't doing the donating. You are. The winning bidder is going to, because what this does is it says like, wait a minute. If I buy these, I have to donate them. Well, I don't want to buy these. So you don't have to, what you can say is, well, you don't have to say anything actually about it, because there's an indication that it's for charity.
So he's everyone giving knows. The whole thing to charity.
Right.
On this listing.
But you're going to do that, not the buyer. The buyer's going to pay you whatever they pay, and they're sorry, and they're going to give you the money, and you're going to ship them the product, and then you're going to give the money to the charity via the Giving Works process through PayPal. So I would definitely not put that in the title. If you were to put anything, if you had the space, you want to talk about it, you say, benefit the Shade Tree, which is the charity. But that's going to be clear anyway. So you don't want to say winning bidder must donate. And in fact, he says it again in the item condition with the winning bidder's highest bid price must donate 100% of the money. So
Ron,
no, this
take
is,
it out.
Yeah, that's not how that charity works.
Take it out of the title and take it out of the item condition.
Yeah. The way it's going to work is they're going to send you the money knowing that you are going to donate the money to charity. They're going to get their item.
And you don't even have to mention that. Just what you see here where it says the Shade Tree.
Yeah.
Down here, 100% of the sale of this item will benefit.
Right.
So that's all you need there. How about his pictures?
Well, pictures have gotten really good over time, and these are fine.
Yeah.
I can see the back
of them.
I mean, there's
zoom in.
They're sanding discs. I mean,
exactly.
What can you know about them?
Yeah.
Somebody's already got a bid, so there you go. We'll see if they get some more bids. And, of course, he's taken all our talks about the, am I crazy to list this? Maybe. Okay.
Now, down here under.
It's going on a little bit. So we've talked about this. So I think Ron likes to talk, and that's okay because I do too. But I think when you're talking about the items, you don't want to go on. So what happens is I don't really see anything about the sanding discs at all here. What I'm seeing is I found them. I don't remember or know anything about them, except they look to be in great condition. So
Ron,
let's have some fun. We'll list them at an auction. You've gone back to being verbose, and I wouldn't do that.
Take out lines 1, lines 2, lines 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh my God.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Every single line has to come out.
Sorry. Your description has become sort
it's
of
not a description.
It's not a description. And in fact,
Ron, I want what you're smoking. When you wrote this description. Hello, Ron.
Just don't ship it to her in the mail. That's illegal.
Ron, honey, go back to the drawing board on this one. I think it's wonderful that you're doing an entire listing for charity. It's a great idea.
Yes.
Actually, I like it a lot. But you don't have to. It's not the buyer that's paying it. So take that out of your. And also, you don't have to put in all caps unknown. At the front, I would take all caps out also. We like your pictures. But, honey, that entire description, every single line has to go.
So you do know that after all these dishings, you're doing a fine job without me. I really don't need to say anything. You know how to do this.
Yeah, but you need to stop
doing this
to your you know, description.
What do you mean?
No, shouldn't have the description the way he's got it.
No, I know, but what I'm saying, I'm talking to you.
Oh, to me.
Yeah, I'm saying you know how to dish a listing. You'd be fine if I wasn't there.
Yes, and that's going to happen, unfortunately, in August.
Yeah, because I'm taking a break.
I know you are.
Wait, do I need it?
That's all right. I got plans, babe. I got plans for theme shows.
No, wait a minute. Should I not tune in?
No.
Will
do you remember
I be shocked?
That time when we first got the... When we first got the little mobile apps, you were gone. It was the first time I had to do the show by myself when I didn't realize I had to do it.
Right.
You had a doctor's appointment that you had to go to.
Yeah.
And I thought you weren't listening, and I was saying things about you, and all of a sudden you called in because
you were listening on
the app.
Yes, I caught you. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we're going to have fun in August. We've got plans. We women got together. We got
fantastic.
Plans. So. So, Ron, we're not going to dish this one for you.
In other words,
we dished it, but we're not going to give you a score on it. You already won a dish towel. if we ever get them in.
Yeah.
And, but this one, you know, we'll use it more as information, knowledge base, that you should not mention these things in the title or the description. So we want you to redo it, and we'll take another look at it again. In the meantime, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, I had an unbelievably bad day, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah, and I did something that I tell people never to do. I don't know why I did this, but I made a list of everything that went wrong. And I was thinking to myself after I looked at this list, what am I going to do, cry on somebody's shoulder with this list? Why did I do this? It was a very bad day. Something very weird happened to my computer.
No.
And it affected my bank accounts. It affected everything. My bank account was suspended.
Oh, no.
Griff, we should do a slow jam. If we had the music, we would do a slow jam, too.
What is that? What is a slow jam?
Like they slow jam the news on some late night shows, and we used to slow jam things to where they play really light jazz music in the background, sexy jazz music, and usually the guy talks like this. He says, "I got my champagne glass here."
Oh, I see, like and a I'm quiet right. storm.
Exactly, and you slow jam. All
you
my
young
problems.
People with your talkings these days. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That I had yesterday. Oh, it was awful. It all started with Chrome. Did you know there are a lot of things maybe on your desktop right now that are Chrome-based that you didn't know it? Are Google-based?
I wouldn't be surprised.
So something goes wrong with Google on your computer, a lot of your stuff won't come up. Anyway, enough of that.
Live and learn, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be fine. We got
to learn
back.
To slow jam.
Okay. This segment was brought to you by Rhody. Take a break and give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over 1 million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
Doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Our help is just a phone call away, such as it is at 888-RADIO-30. And the number again is 888-723-4630. Hey, you know that, I was just checking, you know that, Paul McCartney auction?
Yeah.
Where you get to go to the sound check,
right,
and you get to meet him, you get two VIP tickets, and, he might take you out to a bar, who knows. It's up to $17,977.
Oh, nice.
Not bad, huh?
Ah. Really?
So if you want to meet him, and I know you do, because you were just a young girl at the time.
Well, you know, John and I talked about it. If it were Lennon, God bless him, you know, maybe we'd be happy about it.
I don't know how you'd pull that off, Paul,
but, yeah, well, that's a dead issue. But of course, he was a Beatle, and he's marvelous and fantastically talented, but I don't know if I would pay to go even see him, really. That's just me, though. Hey, listen, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. Put that on your little...
It's a red letter day.
Lee Mirabal asset and minus page there. He can't redo... Oilerman cannot redo this.
Right.
Because
it has a bid.
It's got a bid.
That's right.
And I mentioned to redo it and call us, and he can't.
Okay, yeah.
Of course.
I just realized that
so
now.
I'm sorry about that. You listen to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one that you have to be able to read to find our secret word on Tuesdays.
Listen to that sentence again. You have to be able to read.
Yes,
I assume our audience is...
You have to be able to read.
It's literate.
To find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, go to ebayradio.com. You need to be able to read it to find the secret word is the point I was making. So you go to ebayradio.com, sign in through community, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the third discussion post. It's the one with the word newsletter, and it's titled all in caps. And you'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. Then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, the secret word to win the duck quack.
To win the duck quack.
Yeah, very, very important.
The duck quack. Quack.
So if for some reason you can't call us at 888-RADIO-30, that's okay with us. You can send us email. Betsy's got some breaking news.
What?
Okay, what is this breaking news? I'm going to read it without pre-reading it. Good luck.
Oh, brother.
eBay has hired 37-year-old Damian Hooper Campbell.
Right.
To serve as eBay's first chief diversity officer.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
that.
What
a great idea.
Yeah, this is a big thing.
Damian brings to this role deep expertise in diversity and inclusion and experience spanning the technology industry, finance sector, and academia. He will be responsible for leading eBay's diversity and inclusion efforts in creating new programs and expanding existing activities that foster an inclusive culture at eBay. Starting on July 18th, Damian will be based in the company's San Jose, California headquarters.
Oh, good.
So, listen to what CEO Devin Wenig said. He said, since our founding, the power of inclusion, diversity, and opportunity has been a central part of eBay's cultural values, our purpose, and business success. Damian's experience, insights, and leadership will enable us to build further on the strong foundation we have established over many years and advanced eBay's diversity and inclusion commitment to a new level. Wonderful news. Thank you, Betsy, for bringing that to our attention today. And maybe we can have him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we heard from Marge in Elyria, Ohio. You know, we dished her listing.
Mm-hmm.
She said, thank you. You are absolutely correct. I shouldn't have purple twice. The reason is that it is a two-part case, the snap-on, then the skin. So
yeah,
because they are both purple, it is in there twice.
Yeah, that's still, you don't need it. You have to think as a searcher. You're wasting the space by repeating it.
Well, she agrees because she said, I was under the impression that we had to say four Apple, Samsung, etc., but we'll be happy to lose.
Oh,
that.
Wait a minute. No.
Wait.
No. She's right. So that was wrong on our, because there's a compatibility rule at eBay. If you're going to use the brand, she's absolutely correct. We were mistaken. She has to say four Apple, yeah.
You know what? Marge caught us in a mistake. We're going to send Marge a piece of eBay Anna.
Yeah, you got us.
Marge, you got us. What you need to do is send me email, Lee, at voicemarketing.com, L-E-E, at voicemarketing.com. I need your address and your phone number in case something goes wrong. We're going to send you out a piece of eBay Anna because you caught us making a mistake. That's something I just thought up, by the way. If we get caught making a mistake, they get a piece of eBay Anna. Why not? Okay. Why not? It's a good idea.
All right.
I like it. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, there's an article called 9 Things Mentally Tough People Do.
Mentally tough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are they?
It's really on page 13 and 14.
Oh, I got to do that again.
Please, because this is a very, very good one. I like this.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, there are a couple of things on this that I have to work on myself.
I'm trying to get
there. Because I think I'm a mentally tough person. Lately, I have not been mentally tough. I've noticed like in the last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, when I think of myself that way, I always think of, what page is this, by the way?
13 and 14.
I always think of the lyric from People's Parties, which is the Joni Mitchell song. I'm just living on nerves and feelings with a weak and a lazy mind. Going to people's parties, some of them deaf, dumb, and blind. All right, here we go.
I like that.
I thought you might.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the fact that talent is very important, but that's not often what success is based on.
Right, it's based on other things.
Because you know lots of talented people, right, Griff? They don't have a pot to piss in, right?
Oh, when I think of... I have seen the most talented minds of my generation dragged through the mud. Where are all these quotes coming from?
Or just not being all they can be. You know, they're very talented. They're some of them brilliant. But they never seem to become successful.
I've seen the best minds of my generation.
So a lot of success is based on persistence and focus and standing fast in the face of criticism. And fortunately, mental toughness is something you can develop. Did you know that, Griff? You don't have to be born with it. You know how some people think, gee, that person is so successful. They've got some secrets. They know some secrets I don't know. Well, you might be surprised. It might be some very basic rules in life that they live by. And mental toughness is something you can develop. It's not a quality you either do or don't have. And for some people, of course, they have greater self-discipline. Maybe than some of us possess. Some people may be better at resisting temptation, but that's probably not because they were born with some certain special something inside of them. They have found ways to develop mental toughness and use it when it matters. They're mentally strong because they've learned how to be. And I say this to you because it's important that you know that you don't have to be stuck in this rut for the rest of your life.
Unless you want to be.
So here are 9 things mentally tough people always do. Why don't you give us the first one?
Well, always assume that you're in complete control. Many people feel luck has a lot to do with success or failure, but they don't wait for good luck or worry about bad luck. They act as if success or failure is totally within their control.
So success or failure can be in your control.
That's right.
So by not wasting mental energy worrying about what might happen to you, you can put all your effort into making things happen. I know somebody, I'm thinking of somebody in my mind right now that we all know. We see them at all of our events, this person. This person is brilliant. This person has 20 good ideas every day of this person's life, but always they're looking for something project to do that's going to make them some money, and it never seems to happen. And I honestly think if that person focused more on one thing and went with it, and I'm going to talk to that person at the event, by the way, and tell
that person
and tell them that. So number 2 is to make fewer choices.
Yeah, make fewer.
We all have a finite store of mental energy for exercising self-control. So the more choices we make during the day, the harder each one is on our brain. And I think that is what's been happening to me lately. The more we start to look for shortcuts when this happens, and that's why the fewer choices we have to make, the smarter choices we can make when we need to make a decision. So, Griff, how do we do that? We prepare. We have our organization done. We have organized everything in our lives. We have our systems ready. That will allow us to make fewer choices. What about number three, Griff?
Well, number three is you have to put aside things that you have no ability to impact. So mental strength is like muscle strength. It's no one has an unlimited supply. So why waste your power on things you can't control?
And think about that when each thing happens to you. If you can't do something about it, get it out of your mind. Why are you continuing to stress about it day after day? Number four is see the past as a valuable training and nothing more. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from the mistakes of others. Then let it go. Griff, in your life, in your younger years, I know you don't do this much anymore. In your younger years, did you make the same mistakes over and over again?
No comment.
I had a tendency to make some of the same mistakes over and over again when I was younger. And finally, you learn, hey, when I do, there's cause and effect to everything, right?
Right.
So, Griff, what's number five?
Actively celebrate the success of others. Now, I do this a lot. When a friend does something awesome, that doesn't preclude you from doing something awesome. In fact, where success is concerned, birds of a feather tend to, you know, flock together. So draw your successful friends even closer. Create and celebrate awesomeness wherever you find it. And in time, you'll find even more of it in yourself.
Number six is never allow yourself to complain or criticize. Your words have power, especially over you. Whining about your problems always makes you feel worse, not better. I'm looking for ways to slow jam my problems.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Why is that wrong?
Who knows? We'll be back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee right after this.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.